And let us turn together in God's Word to Exodus in chapter 19. In Exodus chapter 19, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 25. Exodus 19, and beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them by day, today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. Therefore there shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and a voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. And those are God's words. Here is 3 months after they have left Egypt through the Red Sea, you remember, and they have been redeemed out of slavery by the Lord from Egypt, and they here come to Mount Sinai. Moses went up the mountain of the Lord. It is here where the Mosaic covenant is given, or the Mosaic administration of the covenant of grace. Sometimes people say it's in chapter 20. That's the application of the covenant here. It is in chapter 19. It's there specifically in verses 4 through 6. It says, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." There is the covenant that was given with Moses, the covenant of grace. And here are great promises of blessing. The first is the blessing, or the promise of blessing, that Israel would be the Lord's peculiar treasure, peculiar people, or treasured possession. The second, in covenant with God, Israel would be a kingdom of priests. And third, Israel will be a holy nation set apart from all others. And today these are still applied to the people of God who are in union with Jesus Christ, who are in covenant with God. 1 Peter 2, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." All peoples who come unto Christ by faith are such and receive such blessings. You're in covenant with the Lord, even in accordance with that Mosaic administration of the covenant of grace. But notice an aspect of this covenant, that such a chosen people who are set apart are called by the Lord to obey the Lord and keep His covenant. And we'll see that as it does call them to obey, verse 5, and keep His covenant, that this is the application of that then is given in chapter 20, which we'll hear, Lord willing, next Lord's Day, and the Ten Commandments, in which we see expounded upon throughout the entirety of the Scriptures. And so these are a chosen people who are called by the Lord to obey. They're redeemed, they're saved, if we use that word, they're redeemed in order to obey the law. And so we have the third use of the law, or the law that is for sanctification. And all the people we see in who had heard the covenant, as Moses came back down, he told the words to the people, the covenant to the people, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do, is their response. And so they agree to the covenant. And so then what does covenant keeping look like now that Israel is part of God's covenant special people who are set apart? What does that look like? That's verses 9 through 15. Preparation is made for God's people to receive the law of God, to receive God's word. There is a separation to be made between God and man. We see that quite emphasized here in this passage. And make sure they don't come up to the mountain. Make sure they don't approach the mountain. Right? Not even the priest should come up, so that they would hear God's word through a mediator, and hear Moses, that they would not die by coming too close. And so they're sanctified. Moses, go down, sanctify the people today and tomorrow, verse 10. And there on the third day, verses 16 through 20, we see the terrible appearing of Jehovah and His glory upon Mount Sinai. Not terrible as we would say terrible or bad today, but a fearful thing, trembling thing. The people trembled. A terrible appearing of Jehovah. Moses again sent down the mountain to warn the people. Again, don't break through. Don't come too close. to the mountain. That is, don't come too close to the Lord, for He is too holy. But rather, again, sanctify yourselves. And why did they have to sanctify themselves so much? Because that's how unclean we as sinners are. We are no different than Israel here. We need more sanctification, more cleansing, more washing of our sins. And beloved, we know that that only comes through Jesus Christ. By God's grace, under the new covenant, we come in Christ, who is the final sacrifice to something greater as we come before the Lord. Hebrews 12 teaches us what we're doing in worship. It says, For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor in the blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard, here in Exodus 19, and in while they're at Mount Sinai, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. They wanted a mediator. We haven't got to that point yet, but they wanted a mediator that they would not hear God's voice. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart, just as we read here. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come. So now, what is it under the new covenant that we come unto? Ye are come unto Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. There is our sanctification that speaketh better things than that of Abel. That's what we come to when we come to worship, no longer coming to the bottom of Mount Sinai. We come to Mount Sion, before the very throne of God in heaven, as the Lord says and teaches us here in Hebrews 12. And we praise the Lord for not giving us Moses, but He sent Jesus Christ to be our mediator. The Word become flesh, Jesus the mediator of a new and better covenant, so that no longer are we like Israel coming to a mountain to worship, but now we come through Jesus Christ to the very throne of God. And what a blessing that we have that Israel did not have. And we come to the very throne of God to worship Him, and that through His blood and sacrifice. Let's pray. Our Father, thank You for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are thankful that He is the final sacrifice, who died on the cross for our sins, who atoned for our sins there in His body on the tree, and thereby redeemed us out of that bondage to sin and slavery, just as You redeemed Israel out of Egypt and their slavery there, to grant to us faith, to grant to us Your grace, and the covenant of grace, and all the promises therein, that we would be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people, just as You promised long ago to them in Israel, so it is the same promise today. And if we would come unto You in faith in Christ Your Son, we are such Your chosen people, Your holy people. And so, Father, we're thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're thankful for His blood shed. And we're thankful that as You redeem us, just as You redeemed Israel out of Egypt, so as You gave them the Word, You gave them Your commandments, so You give Your Word unto us and Your commandments, that we would walk in them, that we would be found faithful by Your Holy Spirit working in us, that You would make us to be holy and pleasing in Your sight, those living sacrifices, and that we would be obedient and faithful to Your Word and Your commandments. And this and all of the Christian life, we cannot do of ourselves. We are not good enough, even as those who are justified in Christ Your Son by faith. We need to be sanctified and washed and continually cleansed of our sin, for we keep walking in sin. Even though we have been justified and that sin has been placed upon Christ and His righteousness imputed unto us, accredited to us. And we are so thankful for this and how we are in Your sight righteous. And yet, Father, we continue in sin. And though we are not under the bondage and we are no longer slaves to sin, we still sin in our flesh. And so, Father, sanctify us as You called Israel to be sanctified today and tomorrow. That You would work in us, Your people, for Your glory, and that Your name would be made known unto the ends of the earth. That even now, as we come to worship You, no longer to a mountain, but now even to the very throne of God in glory, we come, our hearts lifted up unto You by the Holy Spirit. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we make our way to the very mercy seat, the throne of You, the living and true God. And we plead for Your mercy, for we are a sinful people. And we pray that You would forgive us of our sins, of breaking Your commandments that, Lord willing, we'll hear again next Lord's Day. But to summarize in the two greatest commandments, that we would love You with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourself. And Father, in these we have broken. We have not loved You as we ought, and we have not loved our neighbor as we ought. In our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds, we have failed in this. We have turned from You in this. And so, Father, be merciful, and we plead for Your forgiveness, that You would pardon us of all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness for Christ's sake, for Your name to be glorified and honored and praised, even through holy lives lived by us. Father, may Your name be given glory, because You are the God who does abundantly pardon all of our sins. And what a gracious and merciful God You are. And yet here we learn what a terrible God You are. That is how we ought to tremble before Your throne. How we ought to fear the Lord. And give us, we pray, that reverence and awe of standing in Your presence, seated in Your presence, as we come and we worship You, that we would not come too easily to Your throne. And yet, in Christ and by His blood, we are also commanded to come boldly to Your throne. Yet not, we pray, not let us not come too easily, or we come in a lifestyle or a belief that we come, and we can come anytime we want and freely without any care of how we live before You, because You are the holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And so may we contemplate and examine our own lives, our sin, before we come unto You, lest we come too closely. And thankful in Christ that we can come closer, even to Your very throne, and that one day in glory we have a great hope that in Christ, if we endure, we will reign with Him. And that will be the closest, even closer than the angels, in which we look forward to even now, in glory forever and ever. For those who have faith in Christ, who have been granted eternal life by Him alone, and by the working of Your Holy Spirit in our hearts, that's what we look forward to. And yet, help us not to come too closely, for we are still struggling, even in this moment, with our sin. And in being tempted to sin. And so we pray, and even now, that you would lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And Father, we do praise You today. We're thankful for all who have gathered here. And yet we pray, we notice that there are many who are missing or absent because they're not feeling well or they're gone visiting other people. And so, Father, we pray that you would watch over them today. I know particularly of Brandon, who's not feeling well. Pray that you would be with him and give him strength. Pray also for Jake Gardner and ask for his that you would strengthen him, that he may even be here this evening, if that be your will. And Father, any others who may not be feeling well, strengthen their bodies. We pray for Vanessa, that you would keep healing her and strengthening her in body and mind, and that you would grant your presence to her and your blessing upon her. Father, we ask that you would be with those mothers who are expecting. We pray for Marissa and Michelle and Audrey, and I don't believe there's any others, but if there are, Father, you know. And I pray for all those with child, that you would grant to them good health, especially to the children and mothers. And I pray for their salvation, even now, as we'll be reading or hearing about a little bit, how you worked in the womb before, even with John the Baptist in the womb of Elizabeth. And you regenerated John the Baptist's heart. And so, Father, we know it's possible that you could do the same with any of these children. And any of the children here today, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit at the right time according to your will, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that you would bring into your kingdom, into your eternal kingdom at the right time, all your children. And Father, we pray that you would uphold those who are frail and who are coming to the end of their lives. We think of family members that we might have who are coming to the end. We pray that you would strengthen them, your children who are your children. We pray that they would die well, and you would strengthen them to do so, that they would, even in their last moments, give praise to you and honor your name in their lives. And all these things, Father, we pray that your name would be praised, and that your gospel would go forth, that we would be found unashamed of the gospel, and that we would proclaim it to all the nations, all your works to all the peoples. And this we need of your Holy Spirit, strength, and so help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.